Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Nahu 1. Book Bida'atun Nahu. Teacher Sheikh Muhammad Baqir Nijad. Lesson number 3.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Welcome back to Nahv class. Today we have the third lesson. We're going to talk about Jamid and Mushtaq. Now, before we go to this new lesson, let us review what we learned in the previous class. In the previous class, we learned that we learned the definition of kalima. We say that kalima is either noun. Kalima is a word. It's an expression which has given a meaning, and it's singular. And we say that kalima is divided into three different sections. Three different categories: ism, fi'l, and harf, noun, verb, and particle. And then we defined ism. We say that ism is any word that has a meaning in itself, has an independent meaning, and it is not associated with a time, and time is not part of its meaning, right? Like Ali and Fatima. And then we talked about the indications of ism, like alif and lam, tanween, i'rab al-jar, and being the state of munada, being the state of subject in the sentence, and the other ones that we talked about. So these are indications of ism, meaning that if a word has one of these, at least one of these indications, you would know for sure that it is a noun. Okay. Now, as we said before, today we're going to start categorizing nouns into different categories from different perspectives. Now, the first perspective is from, we're going to talk about Jamid Mushtaq. We say that S is either Jamid, any S, is either a Jamid or Mushtaq. Now, Al-Jamid wal-Mushtaq. Al-Ism bi'atibara kayfiyyat al-wad' yanqasmu ila qismayn. Ism, in the perspective of, or in regards of how it was given a meaning, kayfiyatul wada, how it was given a meaning and how it was made, basically it is divided into two different sections or two different categories. One is jamid and number two is mushtaq. Now we also talk about this in sarf. We say that s is either jamid or mushtaq. If you remember from sarf, we say that jamid, a word which is jamid, is a word that is derived, that is made basically from the alphabet directly, right? You go to alphabet, you take some letters, you make a word, and that's jamid, right? Like for example, nasr, or qatl, or such words. And mushtaq, we say it in sarf, is any derivative word, any word that is derived from another word, right? So let's talk about jamid mushtaq here. Now we're gonna go more into detail of jamid and mushtaq. In sarf was very brief, and here we have more details about jamid and mushtaq. Okay, yanqasmu ila qismayn. Al-awwal al-jamid. وهو اسم لم يكن مأخوذا من غيره. It is a noun that is not been taken, that is not been made out of another word, right? وذلك على قسمين, and that is also of two kinds. So a noun which is not made of another noun, another word. And that is also two kinds. We have ismu dhat and ismu ma'na. Jamid is either ismu dhat or ismu ma'na. Okay. So jamid also has two different divisions. Ismu, what is ismu dhat? Ma dalla ala dhatin fayusamma bismi dhat ka'ali. Any word that indicates or signifies an essence. Signifies an essence. For example, I say Ali. Ali is a person. It's one object. It's one thing. Right? House. You know, it indicates an essence. Or for example, when I say tree, or when I say chair, table, camera, right? Whiteboard. These words are indicating one essence, an essence. This is ismu dhat. So if in Arabic, any word that is jamid is either ismu dhat, meaning that it indicates, dhat means essence. It indicates an essence, or ismu ma'na. So what is ismu ma'na? No, ismu dhat, like Ali. Right? Ali, ya Ali. What is ismu ma'na? Ma dalla ala hadathan fayasamma bismi ma'na ka'ilm. Any jamid noun that indicates ma'na, a meaning, an incident, an action, right? For example, I say the meaning, the example here they have here is ilm, right? The word ilm does not signify an essence. Ilm is not an essence. Ilm is an is a ma'na, a meaning with that has to do with incidents and actions. For example, I say another example would be ضرب, to hit, نصر, to help, قتل, to kill, or you know, these type of words that have, that are indicating an action or an incident, right? They are not necessarily indicating, they are not indicating an essence. And a thing, right? An object. So it's either ismu dhat, indicating an essence, or ismu ma'na, indicating an incident or an action. Right? For example, when I say to help, you know, to help is, which the word is nasr. You know, it does not, you do not understand any essence, and you're not, your mind does not go towards an essence. It just reminds, you know, the meaning that comes to your mind is a meaning, that an incident, right? Okay, الثاني المشتق. So the first kind was jamid. The second one is مشتق. What is مشتق? وهو اسم مأخوذ من غيره. As we talked about it, we say that مشتق is any noun that is taken from another word. It is a noun, ismun ma'khudun, taken min ghayri, from other than itself. وهو أيضاً على قسمان. It is also of two kinds. So, if you remember, for example, we said in sarf, we say that alim, ma'lum, right? These words, or a'lamu, or these words are taken from, or derived from, the original word of ilm. Ilm is the original word, which is jamid. And other, like the words like alam, ma'lum, a'lam, they are derivative words, meaning that they have been taken or derived from a word. Okay, so mushtaq is also of two kinds. ما دل على حدث فقط كالمصادر غير الثلاثي المجرد. The ones, okay, mushtaq is also of two kinds. The first kind is any word that is mushtaq, is derivative, and it is it indicates hadath, an incident, an action. Ma dalla ala hadathin faqat. It indicates a hadath, an action, and does not indicate a thought, an essence. Like iman. So it indicates hadath, right? Hadath only, hadath faqat. I write hadath faqat. It only indicates hadath. Hadath means incident or action, right? For example, it says kal masadir ghayr al-thulathi mujarrad, like the original words of other than thulathi mujarrad. Now, these are the terms that you will learn in sarf, inshallah, very soon. Don't worry about it. You will learn that we have two types of masdar, two types of original words that you take that you make verbs out of. There are either thulathi mujarrad. Remember thulathi, the term thulathi in sarf. We talked about this one. Three-letter word, which is mujarrad, free out of any additional letter. And then we have three-lettered masdars, original word that is mazidun fi, which means it is taken from, it has some additional words, right? So inshallah we learn more about these terms in sarf. This example that he's giving is, you have to know more about sarf. That inshallah we go down, we will learn that inshallah in sarf. Okay, so kal masadir ghayr al-thalathi mujarrad. This masdar means original word. The original words that are not thalathi mujarrad, like iman. Iman is one example of being mushtaq. We'll have a big chapter on these masadir in sarf, so don't worry about them. And number two, madalla ala hadath wa dhat ma'an, the ones that indicate dhat and hadath together, ma'an. Hadath wa dhat. So what does that mean? When you hear that word, when you hear a word, this derivative word, you would understand two things, an incident and an essence, right? Two things. And this is also of two kinds. ما يجرى مجرى الأفعال وذلك على نوعين ما يجرى مجرى الأفعال في العمل كاسم الفعل والمفعول and ما لا يجرى مجرى الأفعال. Okay, so now first of all, let's understand what is this one. What is a mushtaq, a derivative noun that indicates hadath, incidents, and an essence. Let me give you an example. Let me write it here. Let's have a salawat from Imam Mahdi عجلة تعالى الفجر الشريف. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Okay, alim, the word alim. The word alim is mushtaq. Why? Because it's derived from the original word ilm. So it's mushtaq. Now, which kind of mushtaq is it? Does it only indicate hadath, or does it indicate hadath and dhat? Now, alim means the one who knows, the person who knows, right? Or let me give you another example. Nasir. Nasir means helper. Helper, the one who helps, right? Now, Nasir, Alim. These words are mushtaq, and they are the second type of mushtaq. Hadath, they're indicating hadath and dhat. Why? Nasir, helper. When you hear this word, you understand two things. Number one, an action, an incident, right? To help, right? This is what you get out of it. Number two, a person who is doing that action, right? Helper, right? When I say helper, Nasir, you understand, okay, it's not Nasr, it's not to help. If I just say to help or Nasr, that would be a suma'na, right? To help would be a suma'na because it's jamad and it indicates an incident. But when I say Nasir, you would say that it is mushtaq, and it indicates the second type, which indicates hadath and dhat, because it indicates hadath of to help, right? You understand this meaning of helping, and then you would also understand from this word Nasir an essence. An essence comes to your mind, who is a person who is performing this action of helping, right? So Nasir indicates two things, hadath and dhat. Hadath meaning an incident, and ذات meaning an essence. Same thing for عالم, right? The word عالم is مشتق, and the second type, which indicates حدث and ذات. Why? Because you would understand the, you know, incident of knowing, and also a person who carries that knowledge. Okay. So this is the second type of مشتق. Now that we have understood what is the second type, let's study the two types of the second type of مشتق, right? You know, these charts, I believe that they really help. They have some chart like that here. It has a chart in that your page, your book too. Make charts as much as you can, because you know, in Sarf and Nah, you need a lot of charts. I recommend you to have a separate notebook, and make if you don't have enough space in your book, get a special notebook and write charts for yourself, so you can remember these lessons. Okay, you know, this is much easier to understand than, you know, looking at these words in this page, right? So حدث and ذات is also of two kinds. Number one, ما يجرى مجرى الأفعال في العمل, the ones that are like verbs in action, in having effects in sentence. So we have two kinds of حدث that are حدث and ذات. The ones who are like verbs, كالأفعال. What do we mean that they are like verbs? In having effects on other words. Having effects on other words. Remember we say that in Nah, we learn that some words have effects on other words in their i'rab, in their vowels, right? So these second type of mushtaq, right? They are the ones that indicate hadath and zat. Some of them are like verbs. They indicate, they have the same type of effect like verbs. They give raf, the state of raf, for example, to another word in the sentence. Or they give fatha to another word in the sentence. So they are affecting other words in the sentence. Right? Can I give you some examples? Yes, like اسم الفاعل والمفعول. اسم الفاعل واسم المفعول. اسم الفاعل is any word on the pattern of فاعل. Any اسم المفعول is فاعل. I wrote فاعل. My mistake. Okay, and اسم المفعول is any word that is on the pattern of مفعول. Inshallah, you will learn these in Sarf. We have big section on these. اسم الفاعل والمفعول. Okay, so these words, inshallah, you will study that. They would have effects on other words in the sentence, just like verbs. And the second type, the ones that ما لا يجري مجرى الأفعال في العمل, the ones that do not have the same type of effects on other words. The ones that do not have effects like verbs, they are not like verbs. They do not have effect on other words in the sentence. Can I give you some examples? اسم المكان والزمان, like اسم المكان, the noun of place and the noun of time. Like for example, مجلس, محفل. مجلس is اسم المكان, right? اسم المكان is any word in the pattern of مفعل. You inshallah will learn that also in صرف. This, you know, مجلس indicates action, which is sitting. Majlis means a place of sitting, and it indicates also indicates a place, which is an essence, right? So it indicates two things. But اسم المكان واسم الزمان do not have effect on other words. But اسم الفاعل واسم المفعول والصفة مشبهة اسم التفضيل وصيغة مبالغة, they do have. Oh my God, what are these terms that the Sheikh is talking about? You will learn them, don't worry, inshallah. We are just getting introduced to these. It's just like, you know, you're getting the outline, right? Here we're just like getting the bigger picture, the outline of Ilm al-Nahf, we go down into each one. So this is one type of categorizing S into Jamad and Mushtaq. Okay, next page, Al-Mudhakkar wal-Mu'annath. Now, this is the second type of categorizing S. S, a noun in Arabic, is either any noun in Arabic, is either Mudhakkar, masculine, or Mu'annath, feminine. Right? Any word in Arabic. I know that this is a new concept that you're learning if your first language is English and you're only speaking English, then and so this would be a new concept for you. I know, for example, in English you don't have this concept of having masculine and feminine words or nouns, but in Arabic we do. So any noun in Arabic is either mudhakkar, masculine, or feminine. So الاسم ينقسم الاسم باعتبار الجنس إلى مذكر ومؤنث. Now we are categorizing S in from the perspective of its sex or its gender. Okay. So S is either مذكر or مؤنث. Some people are saying Sheikh is writing mudhakkar, masculine first, then he writes mu'annath, feminine. No. I'm not being biased. The reason why, as we study now, you can understand in the word mudhakkar, the words that are mudhakkar, by knowing the words that are mu'annath. Let me explain it, that you will see what I mean. Okay. So any word in Arabic is any noun in Arabic is either مذكر masculine or feminine. الأول المذكر وهو اسم ليس فيه علامة التأنيث. مذكر is any word that does not have indication of feminine. Any word that does not have indication, علامة means indication. Indication of تأنيث. تأنيث means feminine. And it does not have that indication, because feminine words, feminine nouns have a special indication. So any word that does not, any noun that does not have that indication, it is a mudhakkar. La lafzan does not have that indication of feminine. La lafzan, not in pronunciation. Wala taqdiran, and not in assumption. وهو على قسمين. So we have two types of nouns. So the indication of ta'anith is not pronounced, is not assumed to be there, right? And we have two types of mudhakkar. It's either haqiqi or majazi. Haqiqi means actual, and majazi means figurative, right? حقيقي وهو اسم مذكر مدلوله إنسان أو حيوان. مذكر حقيقي is any word, any noun, any masculine noun which indicates إنسان, either a human or an animal. Like Ali and Asad, right? The word Ali, we say is مذكر حقيقي. Why? Because it does not have indication of ta'anith. It does not have indication of feminine. And it is referring to, and is indicating human. And if you're talking about Ali, Amir al-Mu'min, salawatullah, salamu alayhi, the best kind of, or the best person, or the best human after the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. And also Asad, which means lion, right? Lion is indicating an animal, and is مذكر حقيقي, an actual masculine noun. Second one is majazi. مذكر مجازي, a figurative masculine noun. وهو اسم مذكر مدلوله أشياء. It's a noun, it's a masculine noun, which indicates things, things other than human and animals, right? So for example, kitab. Now, we call, in Arabic, we say that kitab is مذكر. Kitab is مذكر? Yes. Kitab is, means book. It's مذكر in Arabic, right? Now, how would I know that kitab is مذكر? Because, of course, in reality, books are books. They are not feminine or masculine, right? Nor masculine. So that's why we don't categorize them as حقيقي, actual masculine nouns. We say that they are figurative, مجازي, مذكر, مذكر مجازي. And, you know, in Arabs, Arab in Arabic language, or Arabs, they, when they are dealing with words, they have referred to, when they are dealing with nouns, they refer to special nouns, to specific nouns as مذكر, and they refer to some of them as مؤنث. Now, which ones are مذكر? Which ones are مؤنث? We just have to refer. There's nothing that we can, there's no like guideline or rule that would say, okay, كتاب would be مذكر, or, you know, son would be مؤنث. No, there's nothing like that. It's just سماعي, as we say. It's just by the practice and hearing from Arabs, you know, or knowing the Arabic language. You have to go and ask them, okay, you know, read Quran, you say وَالشَّمْسُ وَضُحَاهَا. You see that in Quran, for example, which is an original Arabic text, you see a pronoun, a feminine pronoun is referring to Shams, which means sun, right? Therefore you know that Shams, sun, is not مذكر, it's مؤنث, right? So there's, for مجازي, there is no way for us to, there's no guideline or rule for us. It's just by سماعي, but just by practice or seeing, or listening and reading the Arabic texts and seeing how or what type of, for example, pronouns they refer to these type of words, right? You know, you may say, those of you who are not, you don't have any clue about Arabic language, you, some of you may say, you know, why do we have to call kitab being, you know, why do we have to call it مذكر? You know, why should it be either مذكر or مؤنث? Just leave it as it is, right? Why do you bother yourself to call كتاب مذكر? Well, there is a reason for it. Because as I said, you know, in Arabic, you have different kinds of verbs and different kinds of pronouns, right? And each time that you want to refer to or bring a verb for an object, for a subject, you should know whether that word is مذكر or مؤنث, so you would bring the verb accordingly. You would, if the noun, for example, which is your subject, is مذكر, of course you have to bring a verb which is مذكر. If your verb is, if your subject, your noun is مؤنث, the verb that you have to bring should be, for example, مؤنث, feminine. So it is really important to know what type of nouns are مذكر and what type of nouns are مؤنث. So it's not a waste of time learning that. Okay. الثاني المؤنث, feminine. So we learned that مذكر is either actual, which are like humans and animals, or مجازي, things, some things, some of the things that are not human or animal. Arabs call them, Arabs deal with them as مذكر, masculine. Okay. الثاني المؤنث هو اسم فيه علامة التأنيث. مؤنث, feminine word, nouns are the nouns that have the indication of تأنيث. So that's why I wrote مذكر first. Because مذكر is any noun that does not have the indication of تأنيث, indication of feminine. And مؤنث is any word that has that indication, right? So, وهو اسم فيه علامة التأنيث لفظا أو تقديرا. Now this, the indication of تأنيث is either لفظا pronounced or expressed or pronounced or تقديرا assumed. It is not there, but we assume it to be there. You will see a lot of these things in Arabic language. A lot of assumptions. Two examples, فاطمة وزينب. فاطمة is مؤنث. You would say فاطمة is مؤنث. Even if you have no clue about Islam and the daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatimatu Zahra salamullah alayha. Why? If you know the indication of ta'anith. Why? Because Fatima ends with ta, right? Fa Fatima, right? This ta is indication of ta'anith, indication of feminine words. And Zainab salamullah alayha, if you're referring to the sister of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So Zainab is also feminine word. Well, Zainab does not have ta at the end, right? You don't say Zainaba, right? It's Zainab. It does not have this indication of ta'anith. Remember we say that muzakir is any word that does not have the indication of ta'anith. Mu'annath is any word that does have that indication. This is the indication that we are talking about, basically. Right? At least one of those indications. So Zainab doesn't have it, but we say that the alamat al-ta'anith, the indication of being feminine in Zainab, is assumed, is assumed to be there. Okay. So wahuwa ala qismain. So mu'annath is also of two kinds, haqiqi wa majazi. It is either haqiqi mu'annath, an actual mu'annath word, feminine word, and majazi, a word, a figurative noun, a figurative feminine noun. وكل منهما إن كانت فيها علامة التأنيث فهو لفظي وإلا فمعنوي. And if and any of these two, حقيقي and majazi, any of these two, if it does have the indication of ta'anith, the indication of ta'anith, which was originally what? The ta of ta'anith. If it does have the indication of ta'anith, it is called lafzi, right? So we would say mu'annath, for example, haqiqi lafzi. And if it doesn't have it, it's called ma'navi. It is called ma'navi. So let's make this chart. So فالمؤنث على أربعة أنحاء. So therefore, we have four interesting different sections in mu'annath. First of all, we have, again, haqiqi. And also, majazi, actual feminine nouns and figurative feminine nouns. And each one has two kinds. Lafzi, ma'navi. Lafzi, ma'navi. Right? Okay, so that's the chart. Al-mu'annathul haqiqi al-lafzi. The first one, so is mu'annathul haqiqi al-lafzi. A feminine, actual feminine noun, which is lafzi, which does have the indication of ta'anith visible. وَهُوَ, what is it? وَهُوَ مَا بِإِزَائِهِ مُذَكَّرْ وَفِيهِ عَلَامَةُ التَّأْنِيثِ. This is the one that in front of it, there is a masculine. There is a masculine in front of it. Basically, it's just like human or animals, right? It has a feminine, it has a muzakkar in front of it, right? And it has the indication of ta'anith. That's why it's called lafzi. Like the word Fatima, as we gave the example. Right? Fatima is mu'annath. Haqiqi, lafzi. Why? Why is it lafzi? Because it does have the indication of ta'anith, ta. Why is it haqiqi? Well, because it... in front of it, there is muzakkar, right? It's a human. It's referring to human. Humans have mu'annath and feminine, masculine and feminine, right? So it's حقيقي and it is of course مؤنث. معنوي المؤنث الحقيقي المعنوي وهو ما بإزائه مذكر وليس فيه علامة التأنيث لفظا بل تقديرا. معنوي مؤنث حقيقي معنوي is the one that is ما بإزائه in front of it there is مذكر. There is a مذكر, a masculine in front of it. Basically, it's a human, right? In front of it, there is a masculine. So, but it does not have indication of ta'anith, indication of feminine visible. But it has it assumed. You have to assume the indication. Like the word Zainab, right? Why is Zainab mu'annath haqiqi ma'nawi? It is haqiqi because in front of it, there is a masculine, you know? Why is it ma'navi? Because Zainab does not have the indication of ta'anif. It does not have the indication of tasrif, of ta'anif, of feminine. Okay. Number three. Al-mu'annath al-majaziyu al-lafzi. Wa huwa ma laysa bi'izaihi mudhakkar wa fihi alamatu ta'anif lafzan. Mu'annath majazi lafzi. What is it? It is a noun in which in front of it there is no مذكر. So there is no مذكر in front of it. Basically, it's not a human. It's not referring to animal or human. But it does have the indication of تانيث. It does have the indication of تانيث. Like ظلمة, the word ظلمة, darkness. Darkness is مؤنث, is feminine. You may be laughing now. But yes, it is. Why? It has the indication of ta'anith, ta and ta'anith, right? Ta or ta'anith. And it is figurative. Why is it figurative? Because in front of it, there is no mudhakkar. You know, in reality, there is no, you know, darkness cannot be categorized as, you know, mu'annath or feminine or mudhakkar, being feminine or masculine, right? In reality. So we say it's majazi. If you when we call ظلمه مؤنث is majazi, it's figurative because it does not exist in reality. Another one, صحراء, بشراء, and طلحة. صحراء has the indication of ta'anith, the alif and the hamza at the end. That's another indication of ta'anith. And also, بشرى, which is مقصور, it has ألف مقصورة at the end. It is also the indication of تأنيث, of being مؤنث. So, and also طلحة. طلحة is actually, طلحة, you know, is in Arabic, is a given a name to men, right? But طلحة, another example would be معاوية. These names are مؤنث مجازي لفظي. Why is it that? Because it is لفظي because it has the ta. It is مجازي. Why? Because in front of معاوية or طلحة, may Allah curse the enemies of أهل البيع عليهم السلام, in front of his name or himself, there is no مذكر. He's مذكر himself, right? So we cannot consider his word, his name as مذكر, right? So his name is مذكر. This might be a little bit confusing for some of you, but I know that معاوية طلحة is a given name to men, right? Or طلحة and معاوية. So, but they are the noun, the word itself. The word itself, they deal with it as مؤنث. Why? Because it has the indication of ta'anith, the indication of feminine at the end of it, right? So if you want to bring a verb, you can bring a مؤنث verb. Why is it مجازي? Because in front بإزائه, in front of it, there is no مذكر, right? There is مؤنث in front of it. So and it is لفظ because it has the indication of ta'anith. And number four, المؤنث المجازي المعنوي وهو ما ليس بإضائه مذكر وليس فيه علامة التأنيث لفظان. مؤنث مجازي is the one that in front of it there is again there is no مذكر in front of it وليس فيه علامة التأنيث لفظان. And it does not have the indication of تأنيث. Like the word عين. عين has many meanings. One of them is spy or eye. Right? Has also the meaning of spring. So عين is مجازي. Why is it مجازي? Because spring, or if you're referring to عين, you know, does not, in reality, it cannot be, it cannot be categorized as feminine or masculine. You know, spring is a spring. It's neither مذكر or مؤنث. So if you call عين مؤنث, it's figurative, it's مجاز. So why is it معنوي, not لفظي? Because it does not have the indication of تأنيث, right? At the end, these are the indications of تأنيث. تاء, where should I write it? Let me write it here. تاء, right? ألف مقصورة, ألف مقصورة, and ألف with همزة, right? Like صحراء, صحراء, and this one would be like بشرى, right? These three are indication of تأنيث, right? So if a word does not have indication of تأنيث, like عين, but is also considered and in front of it there is no مذكر like عين, it is considered to be مؤنث مجازي معنوي. Okay, I know a lot of these concepts are new for you, and you may have to read it twice and maybe listen to this lesson twice to grasp the concept and the material. But still, if there's any more questions, let me know and we can go over it, inshallah. So I forgot to mention the alamat al-ta'anith in the beginning, how to do that in the beginning. But alamat al-ta'anith, the indications of ta'anith are these three: ta'u ta'anith, alif mamduda, like sahra, and alif maqsura, like bushra. These are the indications of tasrif: ta, alif and hamza, which is called alif maqsura, and alif alif mamduda and alif maqsura, like bushra. So if a word does not have these indications and it is مذكر حقيقي, it is actually مذكر, it is actually masculine, it is called مذكر حقيقي, and then مذكر مجازي, and therefore. Okay, so this is the chart. If you want to write it down, inshallah, make sure you have these charts in your notebook or your books, and so we can study them later on. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.